And the next person we're going to talk to is Roy Halsey. I asked Roy how long he'd been in the village.
Just over 6 years.
And how did you come to be here in the first place?
We liked the area, and we moved down from Watford in Hertfordshire, and we started up our own printing business down here, which we couldn't do in Watford. There's about 3 printers to every square yard up there, so we thought we'd come down here and start afresh.
So what does Bishop Stainton have to offer?
Quite a lot, actually. It's a village which is, of course, near the sea, which is very nice. Faces south, so we get the sun quite a lot, has views over the Teen River and the Teen Estuary. It has a mixed population of young people and not so young people, and there's a lot going on in the village every day and every week of the year. There is no season in Bishop Stainton. It's a complete year-long program.
And I know one of your consuming interests is gardening, and you were able to find an outlet for it here in the village, weren't you?
Yes, I was very fortunate. When we moved down here, one of our neighbours was the chairman of the garden club at the time, and he happened to be retired from London College of Printing, and when he found out that I came from Watford and was also in printing, he adopted me, so to speak, and after 3 years, I took over as chairman of the garden club when he thought he was too old to carry on.
So how many members do you have?
Nearly 100 members of the garden club, and we get most of them come to the monthly meetings. It's a very successful club, one of the most successful ones in the village, although I'm sure that other chairmen will say that theirs is the most successful ones as well.
And what goes on at those meetings?
Well, we meet, we have talks by different experts on gardening and nature generally. The sales tables, refreshments provided. And it's just generally a nice social evening once a month, which is visited, as I said, by most of the members.
Now, you mentioned experts there, and you're a bit of an expert on the rose, aren't you?
Well, what is an expert? You know, an expert to some people is somebody that knows more about it than they do, and I've been labelled with that title, which is very nice. I am pleased to represent the Rose Society down in the southwest, and I do give talks to other garden clubs and societies throughout the area.
And you were at the Chelsea Flower Show recently?
Well, not Chelsea, the Hampton Court. Chelsea is just for the trade people, whereas Hampton Court is for trade and for amateurs. And the Royal National Rose Society hold their national summer show at the Hampton Court show, of which we showed at last weekend. Did quite well.
How many prizes have you won over the years?
Well, at home, I would say we got over 50 medals, and we must have won pretty near 3 figures in the cups that we've won over the years. We've done very well.
That's a tremendous achievement.
Yes, I'm glad we have to give the cups back each year, otherwise there's be a lot of cleaning to do.
Have you ever had the chance to name a rose?
No, I haven't. That is left to the breeders, and I haven't gone into that yet. Perhaps in a few years' time, when I have a bit more time, maybe I'll go into breeding and name a rose then, but not at the moment.
And how about your business life, Roy? Has your printing business proved a success here?
Yes, it took a couple of years to get going, but once we'd been approved by the locals, so to speak, we got local work, and the rest we're doing quite nicely now. Thank you very much. Yes.